Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
Yevamos daf Mem Ches. The Gemara at the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis brought a machlokes tanoim between Rav Shimon ben Elozer and the Chachamim whether an Eved needs a Kabbalah. Meaning we know that a Ger has to have a Kabbalah's mitzvah at the time of his Gerus. The question is, an Eved Kenani, which also goes through a process of Geirus, does he also need a Kabbalah? The Gemara quoted a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elozer about a Yifas Toyer. The Pasuk tells us by Yifas Toyer that you have to wait a month, and Tanakama says that if she's willing to be Mekabel Mitzvahs immediately, then you could just be Megayah her, and then you do not have to wait the 30 days. And Rav Shimon ben Elozer says that even if she's not willing to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, there is always an Eitzah, how a person will be Mutter to her right away, he could be toivel her once by force, and with that she becomes a shivcha. Then afterwards he'll do another tefillah, and he'll be meshacher her. This way she'll get a din of a regular yid, and even though she didn't have any kabbalas mitzvahs, we see Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds that that's not a problem. You can make her into a shivcha, and then be meshacher her, and through that make her into a regular yid, even without any kabbalas mitzvahs. Now there's a major machlokes rishonim in the sugya, how to understand the shita of the Rabbanon. That which the Gemara is mevur, that according to the Rabbanon, an Eved does need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, when exactly is that referring to? Does that mean at the time of the first tefillah, when he becomes an Eved, there the Rabbanon hold he has to have a Kabbalah's mitzvahs? You cannot be toivel him and give him certain mitzvahs as a Yisrael without his consent. Or, the Rabbanon are referring to the second tefillah, when he becomes a complete Yid at the time of Shichur, that's where you need his Kabbalah according to the Rabbanon. Now all of the Rishonim in the Sugya, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, they all bring two shittos how to learn the Sugya. The Ramban and the Rashba, they begin the Sugya by learning that the Pashtus is that the first Tfilah, which is done when he first becomes an Eved, that could be done by Al-Korcha. They quote a Pirka de Rebbe Lezer, which says that there's a difference between Gerim and Avodim. It says that Gerim haboim b'Yisrael nimoilim b'tayvasam ubertzainam, only if they're willing. Avodim are nimoilim b'teivosam v'shaloi b'teivosam, b'retzoinam v'shaloi b'retzoinam. This seems to be quite mefurish, that avodim, you could mal them and give them a din of a miktas Yisrael, even against their will. And the Rishonim quote, this is the shita of Rashi in the Sugya. They quote Rashi in Divar Maskel, koife umatbilo, the Lashon of Rashi is, kol tfilois avodim al korchanhi. Whenever you're tevil and eved, that definitely could be done by al korcha. Now, even though this Rashi is really going in the shita of Reb Shimon ben Elozer, the Rishonim understand that Rashi means to say like this. Reb Shimon ben Elozer says that you could be kaifer matbila, you could do the first tefillah, even against their will. That's because kol tefillah is avodim al karchani. There everyone is masking that the first tefillah, which is done while they're an Eved, could be done by Karcha. The whole chiddush of Reb Shimon ben Elozer is the rest of it, that you could do the second tefillah also, when it's done l'shem shichur, that also could be done by Karcha. So in other words, according to this, the machlokes, the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elozer, about a Yifas Toyer is that really everyone would be maskim, you could do the first tefillah l'shem shifchus b'al korcha. The question is whether that will help you at all. According to Rav Shimon ben Elozer, that will help you because then afterwards, you could be toivel her again a second time l'shem shichur, and then you'll be mutter to her. According to Tanakama, this is not going to help you because even though you made her a shifcha b'al korcha, you're not going to be able to continue and be meshachar and do the second tefillah b'al korcha. So there's no way that you'll become mutter to her, unless, like the Tanakhama says, if she's willing to be mekabel mitzvahs, then you can make her into a regular giyaris, without making her into a shivcha. And that would be an eitzah, how to be mutter to her immediately without waiting the 30 days. But using the option of shivchus, that's not going to help, because you're not going to be able to do the second tefillah to be meshacher her bal korcha. Now what exactly is the yesod ha-machlokes, according to Rashi, between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon ben Elozer? So Rashi explains that Rav Shimon ben Elozer holds that since at the time he's an Eved or a Shivcha, they're already mechuyev in mitzvahs, so therefore at the time of Shichur, you don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, they're already mechuyev beforehand. Now we should stress, Rashi does not say that you don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs at the time of Shichur, because the Eved or Shivcha was already mekabel on themselves mitzvahs at the time of the first Tfilah, because the truth is, according to Rav Shimon ben Elozer, you don't need the first Kabbalah's mitzvahs either. The first Tfilah could be done by Karcha, so there never was a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Just Rashi says, but since Lamaisa they are mechuyev in the mitzvahs, after the tefillah was done, whether it was done willingly or by karcha, Lamaisa they were being noyeg mitzvahs, therefore at the time of the tefillah of Shichur, you do not need the Eved to have a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So this is the first shita in the sugya, the shita of Rashi. And the Rishonim bring that the Rif, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Chananel, they all had a different shita. They held that according to the Rabbanon, the first tefillah cannot be done by Korchach. You do need the Eved to be Mekabel Mitzvahs at the time of the first tefillah. And if he's not willing, then he'll remain an Eved Kanani who's not Mechuyev in Mitzvahs. There's no way that the Odin could force him to be Toivel L'Shem Geirus. According to this, the Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Elazar about a Yifas Toyar is that according to the Tanakama, even the first step is not possible. If she's not willing to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, even the first tefillah L'Shem Shifchus, that also won't work. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you could do both the first tefillah L'Shem Shifchus and the second tefillah L'Shem Shichur. Both of those could be done while Korchach, and therefore you have an Eitzah for a Yifas Toyar, had to be mutter to her right away. Now at the top of the Omud, Rava brings what is the Makar of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and he quotes the pasuk Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. From there he learns Eved Ish Atomal Bar Korchoy V'yatomal Ben Ish Bal Korchoy. Rashi over here has two pshatim, what exactly is Ben Ish referring to, but al kaponim, either way it comes out, this is the Makar that an Odin could be Mal his Eved Bal Korchoy. Now understandably, this Gemara seems to fit better with the Shitos of the Rishonim, that the Machlokes of Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is also about the first tefillah. Because the normal Mahalach is that at the time when he first becomes an Eved, you do a Mila and a tefillah. That's part of the first stage when he becomes Mechuyev in Miktas Mitzvahs. And here the Gemara is proving, like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar from this Drasha, which is talking about Mila, that would seem to be Mashma, that the Machlokes of Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is about the first stage of the Geirus, which is like the Shita of the other Rishonim, and not like Rashi, who holds that there's no Machlokes about the first stage. Everyone is masking that could be done by Korchach. And according to Rashi, we have to understand, what is the Gemara proving from this Drasha, like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Even the Rabbanon are masking that the first stage could be done by Korchach. The Mashal was bothered by this Kasha. He says, why is this Drasha dependent on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Chachamim? And the Gemara further also says that Rabbanon had to have a different Drasha from this Pasuk. The Rabbanon could use this Drasha for the same thing. This is the Makar that you could do a Mila by Korchach. According to this Mahalach, that there's no Machlokes about the first Tefillah. And Mikoyach this, the Mashal is Madchik. He says, really, Rashi never said this Mefurish, and he wants to learn Rashi differently. The Rashi also holds that the Machlokes Tanoim is about the first Tefillah. However, all of the Rishonim learn Rashi differently, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, and they explain what exactly is this Raya. According to Shitas Rashi, how can we prove from here like Rav Shimon ben Elazar? And they explain that since there's an extra Drasha over here, which tells us that you can do a Mila Bal Karchach, and for the first stage, the Mila and Tefillah of Avdus, which give him a din of a partial Yisrael, for that you don't need a Pasuk. Obviously, the Drasha is coming to tell us that you could do a Mila in the Eved, even if you want eventually to continue, and your goal is afterwards to be Meshacher him. That's all included in this Drasha. The Pasuk is telling you that you could do a Mila Bal Karchach with the intent of afterwards finishing and doing a Tefillah Shechor Bal Karchach as well. Just like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, in the case of a Yifas Toyar, if you want to make her into a Yisraelis and be mutter to her, you could do the first tefillah Bal Korchach and immediately afterwards do the tefillah Shechor Bal Korchach as well. That's what the Pasuk is telling us here also by an Eved. The Odin has a right to do a Mila Bal Korchach with the first tefillah, which makes him into an Eved Kanani with Dinim of Miksas Yisrael, and immediately afterwards do a tefillah Shechor Bal Korchach. That will make him into a complete Yisrael. The Ramban adds a bit more of an explanation. He says, since the whole Drasha is Eved Ish Atamal Bar Korchach, V'yatamal Ben Ish Bar Korchach, the Pasuk is contrasting an Eved Ish to a Ben Ish, that by regular Goy, you cannot be Megayir him Bar Korchach, as opposed to an Eved, there you can. So just like the Geirus of a Goy is referring to a complete Geirus of a Ben Chayrin, so too the Geirus of this Eved that we're referring to is a complete Geirus, meaning to do both stages, to make him into a Ger Mishuchrar. Different Rishonim, the Tosfos HaRosh, the Ramban, the Ritva, they all come to answer Rashi. They have slightly different versions, but it's basically along these lines. Now, B'Hemshech HaGemara, Rav Papa asked, maybe even the Rabbanon only said their din by Yifas Toyar, de lo shaycha b'mitzvahs. But in Eved, de shaych b'mitzvahs, maybe the Rabbanon are masking that you could be megayir him without his Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now, here again, how to learn this line, Rav Papa's Kasha, will be dependent on this Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba and the Ramban, they explain that if you hold like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that according to the Chachamim, the first tefillah does require Kabbalah's mitzvahs from the Ger, it cannot be done by Korchoy. So the Gemara's Kasha is, maybe only by Yifas Toyar, there the Rabbanon said that we do not have an Eitzah, since there's no way to do the first tefillah, it requires her Kabbalah's mitzvahs, So there's no way to be Megayin her Baal Karcha. However, a regular Ger, in a case where he already had the first Tefillah and he had a Kabbalah Smitzis at that time, then the Rabbanon are masking that the second Tefillah, the Tefillah Shechar, could be done even Baal Karcha. In other words, Rav Papa is coming to argue on Rav Sheshis on the bottom of Mzayin Amud Beis. Rav Sheshis held that even a Ger who had a Tefillah Beratain, he already was Mekabel Mitzvahs, still the Rabbanon hold that the second Tefillah cannot be done Baal Karcha. And now Rav Papa is coming to argue and he says, maybe only in the case of Yifas Toyar, where you don't have the first Tefillah, you don't have the Kabbalah Smitzis in the beginning, then there's no way to be Megayin her. But if one who is already an Eved and he had a Tefillah Beratain, he had a Kabbalah Smitzvahs, then maybe the Rabbanon or mask him that he could do the second Tefillah Baal Karcha. And this is the Maskanas HaGemara. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that says, if you buy an Eved from a different Yid, meaning he already had a Tefillah Geirus, and that was done willingly, then the second Tefillah could be done even Baal Karcha. This is how the Rambam and the Rif Paskin, that the second Tefillah does not have to be done Baal Karcha, and the reason they give is because the first Tefillah, there already was a Kabbalah Smitzvahs then, that's why we don't have to have the second Kabbalah Smitzvahs by the second Tefillah. Rashi, however, learns the Gemara differently. And the Karen Ayra really points out that the Ikar Raya that the Rishonim had, that Rashi holds not like the Rambam and the Rif, rather Rashi holds B'das Rabbanon that even the first Tefillah can be done by Karchai, is from the way Rashi explains Rav Papa over here. The Gemara is differentiating between a Yifas Toyar and an Eved. Rashi does not learn like the Rishonim that Rav Papa is saying that an Eved who already had a Tefillah Beratzin, he already had a Kabbalah Smitzvahs, maybe him you don't have to have the second Tefillah Beratzin as well. As opposed to Yifas Toyer, who never had the Kabbalah Smitzvahs by the first Tefillah. Rashi says something else in Dibar Maschal by Yifas Toyer. He explains the difference between an Eved and a Yifas Toyer is that an Eved was already by him for a while. He already was used to being Mikayim the Mitzvahs. Maybe over there the din is that he could do the second Tefillah Baal Karcha. As opposed to a Yifas Toyer, where you want to do a Tefillah Avdus and then immediately afterwards a Tefillah Shichrur, there the Rabbanim would hold that the second Tefillah cannot be done Baal Karcha. In other words, Rashi holds that really, even by an Eved, there never was a Kabbalah Smitzvahs. Because Rashi holds this is the Shita of the Rabbanon, even the first Tefillah does not need Kabbalah Smitzvahs. So what is the Chilik? The Chilik just is that by an Eved, who already is used to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, there you could do the second Tefillah even Baal Karcha. As opposed to someone who is not yet used to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, there the second Tefillah will not work Baal Karcha. So this is the Maskana Sagamor according to Rashi, that an Eved who has already been accustomed to keeping Mitzvahs, him, you could do the second Tefillah Baal Karcha. So to summarize, according to Shitas Rashi, the machlokes between the Chacham and Rav Shimon ben Elazar is that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you could do both the first Tefillah and the second Tefillah Baal Karcha. You don't need any Kabbalah Smitzvahs Bechlal. According to the Chachamim, you could do the first Tefillah Baal Karcha, but the second Tefillah you cannot. In the Maskanas HaGemara, the Gemara says that sometimes the Rabbanan are masking that you could do the second Tefillah Baal Karcha if the Eved has already been accustomed to keeping mitzvahs. According to the Rif and the Rambam, the Machlokes is, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you could do both Tefillahs Baal Karcha, and according to the Chachamim, the first Tefillah, the Tefillahs Avdos, definitely needs Kabbalah Smitzvahs. Originally, the Gemara held, but that's the Chachamim, that the second Tefillah also does, but L'maskana, the Gemara holds, once you have the Kabbalah Smitzvahs in the first Tefillah, then the Rabbanim would agree that the second Tefillah does not need Kabbalah Smitzvahs. Now the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rosh, they ask that the Gemara in Omid Beis seems to be a Raya connected Rashi, rather like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. The Gemara talks about a case, HaLekech Eved Min Oived Kechavim V'Leirotza Lomol Magalgal Imay Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. And the Rosh asks, the Mishnah according to the Rambam and the Rif, there's no way you could force this Eved to have a Mila and a Tefillah. But according to Rashi, you could force him. Chacham Marmashkin to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that you could force him to have the first stage of the Geiris. And the Gemara's mashma, there's nothing to do about it if he doesn't want to have the Mila. After 12 months, you have to sell him to a Goy, there's no Eitzah. And the Rosh says that we see from here that even according to Rashi, even though Midereisa, one can be Toivel than Eved Baal Karchai, and be Mechayivim and Miktas Mitzvahs, but the Rabbanan said that you should not do such a thing. And he explains that if you're going to force the Eved to go through this Miktas Geirus, and he's not interested in being Mekabel upon himself Mitzvahs, we're afraid he's going to be Machshel, his Odoin. He's going to intentionally cause his master to be over Isurim, and he himself is not going to really be Mekayim Mitzvahs, since he was never interested in doing this in the first place. So therefore the Gemara discusses what to do if the Eved is not willing to go through the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, since L'maisa Midarbanon, we don't force him to do it if he's not interested. And the truth is, Tosis really, on Omer Aleph, in the end of Dibar Maschal Ella Eved, he asks a similar kasha. He asks, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that you could do the geirus against his will, and yet we find the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis, Reb Shimon ben Elazar himself says, "Ein mashin oisah b'eretz Yisrael mipnei hefsid tairis." Reb Shimon ben Elazar himself discusses what to do with an eved who's not willing to have a milah. And Tosis is bothered by, according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, you could do a bal karchai. And further, Tosis asks also, he proves that Reb Shua ben Levi holds like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and yet still Reb Shua ben Levi in Amud Beis, he's the one that says, "Halakech eved min oivik oichavim v'lei rotzo lomo megagol ima yad yibayis chodesh." What is the issue? Why can't you do the milah bal karcha if Reb Shua ben Levi holds like Reb Shimon ben Elazar? And from that Tosis, the Keren Oira, as well as the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, Yerdei Reish Samach Zayin, Sifkaton Tes, they prove that Tosis holds not like Rashi, rather like the Rif and the Rambam, that the first tefillah does need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because why does Tosis have to ask his kasha only according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar? He's bothered Reb Shimon ben Elazar l'shitasai, you should be able to do the tefillah bal karcha. That's mashma that according to Rabbanon, it would not be shver, because the first tefillah, according to the Rabbanon, does need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that cannot be done bal karcha. In Tosis Teres, he says the same as the Rosh. We'll get back to that in a moment. As the Rambam of the Maisa, he paskens like the Shita of the Chachamim, and like the Maskonas of Gemara, that the first tefillah, that does need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, however, the second tefillah does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. In Perek Yud Dal, Hilchos Yisur Biya, Halacha Tes, he describes that when a person first becomes an Eved, we ask him if he's interested in being Mekabel mitzvahs. And the Rambam says over there that if he's not interested, Megagal and Imai called Yud Beis Chodesh. And in Perek Yud Gimel, Yisuri Biyah Halacha Yud Beis, he describes what happens at the time of the Shechar. He says you need another tefillah and it has to be done in front of three Dayanim, but you do not need Kabbalah Smitzvahs, he explains, because there already was a Kabbalah Smitzvahs at the time of the first tefillah. Now on this Tosis that we just mentioned, in the end of Dibur Maschil Elo, there's an interesting point that's raised by Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in a Sefer Mincha Shlema. Tosis, as we said, Tosis is mechadish that even if you hold that you could be megayir and eved bal karchoch, but min the rabbanon said not to do it. Firstly, so that he's not machshel his odoin in iser veheter, and secondly, Tosis says ein toiv lechayvei b'mitzvos me'achar de'ein chofeitz lekaimon. It's not a good idea to be mechayiv someone in mitzvos when they're not interested. Now, in the Mincha Shlomo and Madura Kamo Simon Lamed Hey Ois Gimel. Reb Shlomo Zalman is writing a tshuva about what he calls Geirus Hanase Bizmanenu. He condemns very strongly those who are Megayer people when the Ger does not have a proper Kabbalah's mitzvahs. At first he's answering back to a Taino that some Rabbanim said that a Ger who says, "I'm being Mekabel mitzvahs," even if Beliba, even if in his heart he knows that he will not really be Mekayim the mitzvahs, that's enough because of the cloud Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Since outward he said he's being Mekabel mitzvahs, so we don't take into account what he's really thinking deep down. What he says b'peh overrides what he may possibly be thinking. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says that we know a klal that what's believed by you believe kol adam, if something is not only in his heart, but everyone else around also knows what he's thinking, then we don't use the regular klal of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. And here, since everyone who's involved knows that when this ger says, "I'm being mekabel mitzvahs," and really he has no intention to be mekabel mitzvahs, that's something which is believed by you believe kol adam, and therefore we don't say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. And then Reb Shlomo Zalman is mechadish, he says, even if we'll assume that really it is a good geirus. However, those who are involved, the dayanim, will be over an isur deraisa of lifnei iver leisitein michshol. Since they're being megayir someone, and this person will eventually go be over isurim, the one who is megayir him is being over the isur of lifnei iver. Until now, when the guy was mechal Shabbos and ate dvarim asurim, he wasn't over any isur. Now, after his geirus, when he continues living the same lifestyle and he's over all these isurim, the one who was megayir him, he was the one who caused the ger to be over an isur, and therefore the dayanim are over the lav deraisa of lifnei iver leistita and michshol. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman then asks that er Tosis would be mashma otherwise, because Tosis says, why should we not be megayir an eved who does not plan on keeping mitzvahs? The lashon of Tosis is that it's not a good idea loy toiv lechayvei b'mitzvahs me'achar she'ein chofetz lekaimoi. And Reb Shlomo Zalman points out, why does Tosis not say a much stronger lashon? He should say that it's usher to do such a thing. It's usher to be megayir this eved if the eved is not going to be keeping mitzvahs, because the one who's megayir him is over lifnei iver leistita in michshol. This is Reb Shlomo Zalman's kasha. One can take a look over there, and he tries to be matcha this tosfos. Another interesting point that he makes over there, it seems there are those who wanted to come up with an alternative idea how to be megayir someone without a proper kabbalah's mitzvahs, and they gave the etza that the goy should sell himself as an eved kenani. Then afterwards the Adin will be Meshacher him, and then he'll have a complete Geirus, even without any Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says, first of all, Bizman HaZed, there's no such a concept as selling someone as an Eved Kenani, since Dina de Malchusa Dina, the government does not recognize the concept of slavery, therefore he does not actually become a real Eved Kenani. And besides that, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, since everyone knows the Kavana in this case is not really to become an Eved, it's obvious that he's just selling himself as an Eved Kenani to immediately be freed afterwards, therefore this Eitzah would not work, he would not be considered an Eved, this would not be an Eitzah had to become a Ger without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now the truth is, it's not so clear what exactly Reb Shlomo Zalman meant over there. We saw in Er Sugya that according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, most Rishonim, and this is how we paskin, most Rishonim learn B'das Rabbanon that the first Tefillah does need Kabbalah's mitzvahs according to the Chachamim. According to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that would be an Eitzah, but according to the Chachamim, there's no way of getting around the first Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's not clear exactly what was the solution that was being suggested over there. Now there's another important Machlokes Rishonim about the tefillah at the time of the shechur, and that is, when exactly do you do the tefillah, before the shtar shechur is given or afterwards? The lashon of the Gemara, kaifu matvila l'shem shifchis, v'chayzer matvila l'shem shechur, u'meshachera u'mutar ba miyad. The pashtus halashon is mashma, that first you do the tefillah, and then meshachera, then you give afterwards the shtar shechur. Tosis points this out, on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Dibar Maschel Shom, Ger ve'Eved Tovlin, he asks the kasha. He says, Erzik is mevur, that an Eved at the time of Shechur needs another tefillah, and he quotes a Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem. The Gemara says, Akosiv shtar irsin the shivchosai, va'amr lo tzibai v'yiskachibai, if a person gives a shtar, and with the same shtar, he wants to do two things. He wants that it should be a shtar Shechur to free his shivcha, and it should also be a shtar kedushin to be mekadosher as a wife. And the Gemara over there has a machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim, if this loshen that he said, tzibai v'yiskachibai, is that really mashma that he wants to be meshacher her? According to the mayor, it is mashma shechur, and therefore this shtar could be both a shtar shechur and a kedushin at the same time. And Tosis is bothered by, how could he be mekadosh with this shtar? She was not yet toivel. Since she's not a complete bas Yisrael until the tefillah, how could the kedushin be nitvas? She still has a din of a shivcha, which kedushin is not toifis in a shivcha. And Tosis answers that she was toivel before the shechur, like the Bryce's mashma, that first you do the tefillah and then the shechur. Even though this sounds like a chiddush, l'chayr, at the time the tefillah was done, she's still a shivcha. How could this tefillah accomplish the completion of the geirus? L'chayr, she has to first become a bas chayrin and then she could finish her geirus. But that's what Tosfos Mdayik from the Bryce, first the tefillah is done and then the shechur. In the Chiddush, Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, he's Mdayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds not like this. The lashon of the Rambam is kisha yishtachrer ha'eved tzarech tefillah acheres. The eved needs an additional tefillah after shechur that completes the geirus process. And Chaim says this is mistaber like this. Like we said, since this tefillah completes the geirus process, and the geirus process could only be complete once he's a ben chayin, it would make sense to say that the tefillah is after the shechur. However, the problem is if this is true, then Tosis' kasha comes back from the Gemara Gittin. How could this shivcha become both a bas chayrin and also this person's wife at the same time? How could the kedushin work if she has not yet done the tefillah? Since the tefillah could only be done after the shechur, it would be impossible for the same shtar to work both as the shtar shechur and as the shtar kedushin. And Reb Chaim explains, and this is a very significant insight to understand how exactly the shechur and the completion of geirus work. And Reb Chaim explains that the miktas geirus that this eved had all along from the first tefillah, that gave him some dinim as a Yisrael. He has miktas mitzvahs just as an Isha. And that geirus has to be completed. He has to get the rest of the mitzvahs at the time of shechur. However, Reb Chaim adds that we have to realize that some of the dinim that this person had while he was an Eved, dinim which made him different than a regular Yisrael, had nothing to do with the fact that his geirus was not complete. Nothing to do with the fact that he only has miktas mitzvahs and not all mitzvahs. Rather, it has to do with the fact that he has the status of an Eved. And Reb Chaim says, that which Kedushin cannot be toifis in a Shivcha is nothing to do with the fact that she only has miktas mitzvahs, that she's not a complete Bas Yisrael. The Gemara has a special drosha to tell us that Kedushin is not toifis in a Shivcha because Am HaDoim El Chamor, Avodim and Shvachos are compared to a Chamor. That's not the same reason why Kedushin is not toifis to a Goy. We have different psukim that tell us that Kedushin is not toifis by a Goy. And Reb Chaim is Mechadish that the miktas mitzvahs that are chal at the time of the first tefillah both by an Eved and a Shivcha, include Dine Kedushin. All Dine Ishus really are also included. The Eved and Shivcha no longer have Dine Ishus of a Goy. Really, they should have Dine Ishus of a Yisrael. And therefore, what's preventing Kedushin from being Chal on them is not that they're still partially a Goy, they're not yet a complete Yid. It's for a different reason. It's because of the Dine Avdus. Avdus or Shivchus is a reason on its own which prevents Kedushin. That's why a Yid cannot be Mekadosh the Shivcha, and the Eved cannot be Mekadosh the Bas Yisrael. And therefore, at the time of Shichur, Reb Chaim says, when two things have to happen, there has to be a Shichur and then a Tefillah, the Shichur already takes off all Dine Avdus. Even before the Tefillah is done, this person no longer has a Din of an Eved or a Shivcha. The Tefillah is for the purpose of giving them the remainder of the mitzvahs that they did not yet receive at the time of the first Tefillah. And therefore, Reb Chaim says, as far as all Dine Chasnus, as soon as the Shichur is done, now all the Dine Avdus come off, so immediately Kedushin could be Typhus. Once they're no longer an Eved or a Shivcha, there's nothing that's preventing the Kedushin, because like we explained, that as far as their Yadus is concerned, included in the partial Yadus that they got by the first Tefillah was all Dine Chasnus. So they're already like a Yid already from the first Tefillah. The only thing that was preventing the Kedushin was their Avdus, and therefore when that comes off at the time of Shichur, now already Kedushin could be Typhus, and you do not have to wait for the second Tefillah. The second Tefillah is only to complete the Dine Yadus, for Dine Yadus which were not yet Chalot the first Tefillah, but as far as Chasnus is concerned, that was Chalot the first Tefillah. That's why Reb Chaim explains, the Gemara in Gittin is Mavur, that with one Shtar, it could work both as the Shtar Shichur and as the Shtar Kedushin. We do not have to wait for the Tefillah, because even though the Tefillah is needed to complete the Dine Yadus, but as far as Chasnus is concerned, that the Dine Yadus is complete already, and therefore the Kedushin could be Chal. This is the Yesod of Reb Chaim, and this gives us an understanding of what exactly is happening at the time of the Shichur and the Tefillah. The Shichur accomplishes that he's no longer an Eved, that takes off all the Dine Avdus, and then the Tefillah afterwards, that accomplishes to complete the rest of the Kedushas Yisrael, to be Mechayiv him in the rest of the mitzvahs that he was not yet Mechuyiv with the first Kabbalah. One has to know exactly which point of this does Tosfos argue on, because Tosfos holds that until the Tefillah is done, the Kedushin will not be Chal, even after the Shichur. Now the Chazon Ish, in his Gogoynes on the Sefer Chedusha Reb Chaim, he argues, and he asks a few kashas on Reb Chaim. Firstly, he asks, according to the way Reb Chaim understands the Rambam, that the Tefillah is done after the Shichur, Bedafka, how could Reb Shimon ben Elazar in Er Sugyo, and according to Reb Papa, the Rabbanan as well, in certain cases, they hold that the Tefillah could be done by Korchach of the Eved. If this Eved is no longer an Eved, he already is Meshuchur, the Adin has no control over the Eved whatsoever. What koyach does the Adin have to force the Eved to be Toivel and complete his Geirus? Furthermore, Reb Chaim asks, the Lashon of the Braisa over here by Yifas Toyar, the Lashon is, Koyfo matbil l'shem shifchus, v'choyzer matbil l'shem shichar u'meshachira u'muter ba miyad. The Braisa clearly is saying that he only becomes mutter to this Yifas Toyar after the Tefillah. According to Reb Chaim, he only has to be meshachar her, at that moment he's already mutter to her, even before the Tefillah. And additionally, the Chazon Ish asks, according to the way Reb Chaim understands, that with the Shichur, this person is no longer an Eved or a Shivcha, and the Tefillah is only necessary to complete the Geirus, then why should this Tefillah be necessary Bechlal by a Shivcha? Bishlama by an Eved, he does not have all the mitzvahs, he only has mitzvahs Ke'isha, so the rest of the mitzvahs are Chal on him by doing the Tefillah, by completing the Geirus. But a Shivcha, she has no more mitzvahs after the Tefillah than she does before the Tefillah, so why should she need the Tefillah at all? From here, the Chazon Ish proves that the Tefillah is not only to be Mekabel Mitzvahs, rather the status of Eved or Shivcha does not change until both a Tefillah and a Shichur are done. And therefore, if he's only Meshachar her, and she has not yet had a Tefillah, he'll still be usher to her, Kedushin will not be Typhus. The Chazon Ish Lachar will be Madchik the Diak in the Rambam, and he'll hold that the Rambam also holds, like the Lashon of the Braisa, that first comes the Tefillah and then the Shichur. For that reason, the Adoin is able to force the Eved to do the Tefillah. And therefore, the Gemara in Gittin as well, where he gives one shtar and he wants that it should be both a shtar Kedushin and a shtar Shichur at the same time, the Rambam will also say, like Tosfos, that there already was a Tefillah before, that's why it's possible for the Kedushin to be Typhus. Now, I've just mentioned briefly, there is another Shitas HaRishonim. The Tosfos HaRosh over here asks the same kasha that Tosfos asks from the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem, how is it Shaykh that the Kedushin should be Typhus before the Tefillah? He asks an additional kasha as well, and because of these two kashas, he wants to be mechadish that perhaps the second tefillah is only midrabanan. Midraisa, when one is meshachar, is eved, or is shifcha, they immediately get a din of a Yisrael, and the tefillah is not required bechlam in the reisa. The whole tefillah is a din drabbanon. After this, the Tosfos Rashi gives a different teretz to answer his kasha, and therefore he says you do not have to be mechadish that the tefillah is only midrabbanon. But the Maisa, there is such a shita in the Rishonim. The Ritva quotes such a shita. The Ramban also brings such a shita. However, the Ramban rejects this. Now, Reb Chaim, when he asked his kasha on the Rambam, the Rambam is mevor, not like Tosfos. Rather, the first the shichur is done, and then the tefillah. And if he had a kasha from the Gemara Daf Mem, and he had to be mechadish his whole mahalach, Reb Chaim was first makdim that the Rambam is mevor in his lashon that the tefillah at the time of the shichur is midaraisa. If the Rambam would have held that it's midarabanan, obviously the kasha would not have been shver. Like the Tosfos Rosh answers that if you hold that it's midarabanan, then memela kedushin would be taifis even before the tefillah is done, since the whole tefillah is only midarabanan. If one would be mechadish a shivcha before she had the tefillah, the kedushin would be taifis. So Hakapanim, we have to keep this in mind. There is one shita in the Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold not like this, but there is a shita that holds that the second tefillah at the time of shichur is only midarabanan. Now the Gemara in Amud Beis has a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva if one is allowed to be mekayim and eved who did not have a bris milah. Rabbi Shmuel quoted from the pasuk Vayinofesh ben Amasecha. He learned this is referring to an eved who did not have a bris milah, because we have a different pasuk for an eved who did have a bris milah. From here we see that one may keep an eved even though the eved did not have a bris. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, holds one is not allowed to keep an eved who did not have a bris. He explains the pasuk Vayinofesh ben Amasecha. If one bought an eved ben Ashmoshes, he did not have a chance to give a bris milah before Shabbos. The Gemara later on brings a memor from Yeshua ben Levi, who says that an Eved who did not have a bris milah, one is allowed to keep him for 12 months. The Gemara wanted to say that that only fits with the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara answers it could fit even according to Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says the difference between Pascha and Loi Pascha. Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat of Rashi is that Pascha means at the time he originally bought him as an Eved, the Eved agreed to have Gerus. Then the din is that even if he decides now he does not want, one is allowed to wait 12 months to try to convince him. Maybe he'll go back to his original agreement. But if it was Loi Pascha, if he never agreed in the first place, then one is not allowed to keep him Bechlal, according to Rabbi Kiva. The second Lashon of Rashi is that Pascha means he told him originally that I'm going to wait 12 months to see if you're going to be Megayer, and if not, I'll sell you. In that case, there is a Heter to keep him, like Rashi explains, because then he does not really have a status of an Eved, he's like a Sachir. If, on the other hand, it was Loi Pascha, he never told him originally that for 12 months I'm going to try to be Megayer you, and if you don't agree, then I'm going to sell you. So in that case, he's not like a Sachir, he's like a real Eved. And there the din is that according to Rabbi Kiva, he cannot keep him unless he has a Mila right away. Now, if we look carefully, the entire Amud, the discussion revolves around an Eved who does not want to have a Bris Mila. And we have to discuss over here, does the Gemara really mean Bafka a Bris Mila? Or is Bris Mila just another way of saying the first step of the Geirus process of an Eved, which really includes Mila and Tfila? And according to most Rishonim, Bedas Chachamim, who argue in Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Kabbalah Mitzvahs as well. In other words, if an Eved is willing to have a Bris Milah, but he does not want to have the Tfilah, and he does not want to have the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, does Rabbi Kiva hold that there also the Adrain is not allowed to keep this Eved? Or, for example, in a case where he is allowed to keep him, by Pascha according to Rabbi Kiva, or according to Rabbi Shmuel, that he's allowed to keep the Eved without a Milah, but Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that it's only up to 12 months, so the Shem Shaila is there as well. Is the issue that the Eved just has to have a Milah, or does it really mean the Miktas Geirus? Now on the side that it's only the Milah that we're concerned about, then obviously the whole Nidin is only by an Eved and not by a Shivcha. A Shivcha, one will be allowed to keep her as long as he wants, even without her doing the Tfilas Geirus. Now Rashi, in a number of places, is mashma that the issue is not only the Milah, it's the actual Geirus. Rashi uses interchangeably the Lashon of Geirus when the Gemara says Milah. In the Yermaskel Hecha Delay Pascha, Rashi says, Delay Kibel Me Oilam Nihis Geir. And again in the next Rashi, Dibur Maskel Aval Hecha de Pascha, Rashi says, V'nispayis lehisgayer. The Mashmois of Rashi is that the Nidin in the Sugi really is Legabe the Geirus. The Rambam as well, in Perek Yudal Hilchis Yisuri Bio, Halacha Tes, the Rambam paskins that one cannot force an Eved to be misgayer against his will. He says, we ask the Eved if he's interested in being Mekabel Mitzvahs. And then the Rambam says, if he's not interested, Megalgalin Imoi Kol Shneim Asar Chodesh. The Rambam over there does not mention anything about Milah, he's talking about the Miktas Geirus, and there the Rambam says that if he's not interested, then we could wait 12 months, and at the end of 12 months, we have to sell him to a Goy. The Rambam then continues and brings what the Gemara says later on, that if they made a Tanai Mitchila, the Lashon of the Rambam is Shelo Yimol v'Shelo Yitbol, if they agreed originally that he won't do Milah or Tfilah, then he's allowed to stay without any limitation. Clearly, the Rambam is learning that even though in our sugya the Gemara just mentions the milah, milah is another way of saying the milah and the tefillah and the kabbalas mitzvahs. If the eved is not willing to do all of that, then he has a limitation of 12 months, which is how he passing like the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, not like Rabbi Kiva. The Rambam Perek Ches Hilchas Avodim Halacha Yud Beis paskins this as well. There, the lashon of the Rambam is Hakoyne Eved Min Agoyim V'Leirotza Lomoil U'Lekabel Mitzvahs Megaglan Imay Kol Shnei Masir Chodesh. There, the Rambam mentions the bris and the kabbalas mitzvahs. So we have Rashi and the Rambam, both of them are mashma that mila in the sugi really is another way of saying mila with a tefillah and kabbalas mitzvahs. However, Tosis over here in Divar Maskel Ein Mekayimin, he explains what exactly is the makor of the shita of Rebbe Kiva. What is the problem with keeping an eved who did not have mila? At first, Tosis brings b'shem the Rivon that the chashash is that he'll be menasech the yayin of the yid. As long as this eved is still a guy, we're afraid he's going to make the Jews yayin into yayin nesech. However, Tosis asks on that, if that's true, why does the Tanai help? The Gemara later on says that if he makes a Tanai, then he is allowed to keep him. Why don't you have that same chashash that he'll make his wine into yayin nesech? And furthermore, Tosis asks, the mashmais of the Gemara is that it's a shaila of a dairaisa, not a din darabanan. From that which Rabbi Shmuel has to answer back and bring a pasuk to prove that he could keep his eved without mila, that's mashma that Rabbi Kiva is discussing a din midairaisa. And therefore, Tosis says, the pshat in Rabbi Kiva is, since we find the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a tzivui to Avram, that he had to have a bris mila and he had to give a bris mila to his avodim, that mitzvah of giving a mila to avodim, which was ledoris as well, that's the makar that one is not allowed to keep his eved unless the eved is willing to have a bris mila. Tosis does not explain what exactly Rabbi Shmuel argues. L'chair, this is correct. There is a pasuk that says one has to give a bris mila to his avodim. Why would Rabbi Shmuel be matir to keep an eved without a bris mila? But al kaponim, the fi what Tosis explains, the makar of Rabbi Kiva that you cannot keep this eved is because he did not have a bris mila. According to that, once the eved does have a bris mila, one would be allowed to keep the eved, even though the eved did not have a tefillah or a kabbalas mitzvahs. There's no makar to say that the only way you can keep an eved is if he's mekabel miktas mitzvahs. The whole makar just is that he has to have a mila. Once he had a mila, the chardah should be no longer an issue of keeping the eved, even though he has not yet been mekabel mitzvahs. Now in the pirush from Harabi Ruchem Fishel Perlau on Reb Sadia Goin, Chelik Aleph Omad Kuf Tadik Aleph, he discusses this nekuda, whether that which our Gemara is mavur, there's a problem of keeping an eved without a bris mila, does that mean that you really have to have geirus, or is the issue just the mila? And he quotes b'shem the Tshuvos HaGaonim, which he later on writes was Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin brings Er Sugyo, the different dinim about Poska and Loi Poska, and then Rav Haigoin says, V'kulei hai mishom mila hu bilvad. The whole issue of keeping an eved is if he does not have a mila. The Rachmana Omar himoil lo yimoil. He quotes the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Hashem tells Avram Avinu that he has to give a bris mila to his yelid beisoy and his miknas kasvoy, which includes all avodim. Like Tosis in Arsugya says, this is the makar of Rav Yosi. This is the reason why you cannot keep an eved without a mila, because of the tzivi that was given to Avram Avinu. And Rav Haigrin says, v'chol yom shemasha, every day that he delays, over be'esei. The odin is over on a mitzvah's esei. And then he continues and he says, Avo legayres eved v'esa shivcha ein oleinu. But to go through a geirus, that is not our responsibility to make sure that our avodim and our shvachos have to have a geirus. And he says, Ulechein hashvachos loishayach din ze bechlal. The issue of Eretz Sugya is only an issue by avodim where they have to have a bris mila. One is not allowed to keep an eved without a bris mila, he's mevatel an esei. But a shivcha who does not have this din, Eretz Sugya does not pertain to her. And Rabbi Ruchem Fishel, he points out that this is a chiddush. He says the Rishonim both in Eretz Sugya and in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. He quotes a Tosis over there, Divar Maskel Kegoin. Tosis over there says clearly that the din of not keeping an eved also applies to a shivcha. All these Rishonim obviously held that the issue in the sugya is not the mila. The issue is having an eved or a shivcha without miktas mitzvahs. Now Rabbi Ruchem Fishel also quotes b'shem the Sefer HaParadis, which is Rashi, who also seems to say like this, Rav Haigoin. He says, "Ushvachos muter lekaimon afal pi shelo nisgairu, avachayovan lehashbisan melasis melacha b'shabbes kol ikar." The Parashah seems to say that shvachos is not an issue of keeping them without kabbalas mitzvahs. The whole issue is just by an eved, as long as they keep Shabbos, like we saw in the sugya. This is learned from the pasuk that both an eved after kabbalas mitzvahs and an eved before kabbalas mitzvahs, both of them have this din of shmiras Shabbos. The mashmois of the Sefer HaParadis is the whole need in the Eretz Sugya is only legabi and eved, where there's an issue of a mila. But shvachis, when there's no issue of milah, there is no problem to keep them, even if they're not toivel and are not mekabel mitzvahs. However, then Rabbi Rucham Fishel asks that in the same Sefer Paradis, a bit further on, he says a lashon like this: Avodim Knanim shalei rotsu lizgayer osur lekaimon v'yim kerenu. An Eved Knani that does not want to go through Geirus, you're not allowed to keep him, you have to sell him. Here it sounds like the only way you're allowed to keep this Eved is if he goes through Geirus. The lashon is not that he has to have a Mila, the lashon is that he has to have a Geirus. The mashmois would be that Mila alone is not enough, he has to be Toivel and has to have a Kabbalah Smitzis as well. And if Yerucham Fishel asks, this seems to be a stira. If we're learning the Pshat in Eretz Sugya is that we're not only Makbid on the Mila, we're Makbid on the Geirus, in order to allow to keep this Eved, he has to go through Geirus, then how could he at the same time say that this Isser is only by an Eved and not by a Shivcha? That would be mashma that the whole issue is the Mila and not the Geirus. And he leaves off Betzorachi and he says the Sefer Apardis seems to be a Stira Mineu Bei. Now in the Sefer Shiuri of Shmuel, from Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, Ois Tof Kuf Mem Ches, he addresses this Kasha from Reb Rucham Fishel, that the Sefer Apardis seems to be a Stira, and he says that we can answer the Stira based on Reb Chaim. The Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim in Hilchas Mila, Reb Chaim says a Yisoid, that the mitzvah's mila to an Eved Kenani, that which the Odin must mal his avodim, he says that mitzvah is only accomplished if he also does a tefillah as well. Because a bris mila to a goy is meaningless. When the Torah says that you have to give a mila to your Eved Kenani, it only has a status of a mila if afterwards he's mekabel mitzvahs and does tefillah and gets a din of a miktas Yisrael, so now he's a miktas Yisrael who has a bris mila. With that, the Odin was mekayim his mitzvah of mila. But to do a mitzvah's mila without following up with a tefillah and kabbalah's mitzvahs, so this Eved remains 100% goy, and the fact that he has a bris mila makes no difference to us, because a bris mila on a goy has no meaning. And based on this, Reb Shmuel says we can understand the Sefer HaPardis, that really what the Torah is makbid on is that an Odin gives a bris mila to his Eved. Keeping an Eved without a bris mila, one is mevatel the essay, that's what the Sugya is telling us, that one is not allowed to keep his Eved if he did not have a bris mila. However, like Reb Chaim says, it's only considered a bris mila if afterwards he has a Kabbalah Smithface along with it. If so, he explains that we can differentiate between an Eved and a Shivcha. An Eved, where one must do a bris mila to his Eved, and it's only considered a bris mila if he also has a tefillah and Kabbalah Smithface. So there the din is, like the Sefer Apardis says, one is not allowed to keep an Eved unless he was misgayer. The Iker point is not the Geirus, the Iker point is the mila, but the mila is only considered a mila if it comes along with the process of Geirus. However, a Shivcha, which has no mitzvahs mila, there the Torah is not makbid about keeping the Shivcha, even though she was not misgayer. We don't have to be misgayer the Shivcha. There's nothing wrong with keeping a Shivcha who's a total guy, since the whole reason why an Evan needs a Geirus is only to go along with the bris mila, which the Torah says he has to have. Therefore, on one hand, the Sefer Paradis could say that an Eved has to have a Geirus in order for the owner to keep him. A Shivcha, he says, does not have to have anything, since she does not have the mitzvah of mila. So to summarize, we have three possible mahalchim in the sugya. We have the shita of the Rambam, and we quoted Tosis and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Omid Beis, and Reb Rucham Fishel says many other Rishonim hold like this as well, that the din of our sugya is true both by Avodim and by Shvachos. The Torah is makbid not to keep an Eved or a Shivcha unless they went through the first process of the Geirus. The second shita we have, Rabbeinu Haigoin, he says clearly the Torah is only makbid on the Mila. Once the Eved has a Mila, the owner is allowed to keep him, even if the Eved does not have Tefillah and Kabbalah Smitzvahs, and therefore for the same reason it would be no problem to keep a Shivcha without Kabbalah Smitzvahs. And the third mahalach was to say that you could learn the Sugya is Dafka by Avodim, but it's not only the Mila that we're makbid on. The root of the Isser is because the Torah told us that an Odin has to give a Mila to his Eved, but in order for that Mila to have a status of a real Bris Mila, he also has to have a Miktas Geirus. And therefore the din would be that by an Eved, he would have to have a Mila and a Tzvila with Kabbalah's Mitzvahs in order for the Odin to keep him. But by a Shivcha, on her there will be no limitations, even without any Kabbalah's Mitzvahs or Tzvila, the Odin can keep her indefinitely. Now in Tosis, we mentioned before, Tosis in Eretz Sugya says, the svar of Rabbi Kiva is, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a tzivoy to Avram Avinu to give a mila to his avodim, therefore one is not allowed to keep an eved without a bris mila. However, we could look back in the beginning of Tosfos, he quoted B'Shem the Rivan, a different reason why you would not be allowed to keep an eved without a bris mila. The Rivan said, shelo yinaseich yeinoy. The eved should not cause the yayin of the odim to become yayin nesach. Now, l'chera, this svar of shelo yinaseich yeinoy would apply even if the eved already had a bris mila. Unless he has a mixed as geirus, and he has Kabbalah's mitzvahs, if the Eved would pour the yain of the Odin, it would become yain nesach. And the Chayyur, the Rivan, held that the Isser in the Sugya, not only if the Eved did not have a Bismillah, even if he did have a Bismillah, but until he does Tfilah and has Kabbalah's mitzvahs, we'll still have this issue with the yain nesach. And therefore the Chayyur, the Rivan, understood that the word Makbid, that he has to have a Milah and a Tfilah with Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Yet it's interesting that when Tosfos argues on the Rivan, he asks a few kashas, and then he says a different pshat from the Ri, that the pshat in Rabbi Kiva is because of this bris milah. Why doesn't Tosfos point out that there's a difference between the Rivan and the Ri, that according to the Rivan, we're makbid not only on the milah, but also on the tefillah and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, as opposed to according to the shita of the Ri, there l'char, the whole akbad is only on the milah, and you do not have to follow through with the tefillah and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Tosfos is not mashma that there's a nafkamina in din between the Rivan and the Ri, only nafkamina in reason. Now if we learn, like we explained now from Reb Shmuel, that even on the tzad, that the ikar hakpada is because of the bris milah, but like Reb Chaim says, the bris milah has no significance unless there's also a geirus, so we could suggest that in the Ri also, he also holds that the Eved will have to follow through with a tevilah and a Kabbalah's mitzvahs in order to make the milah into a real bris milah, and therefore the Ri is also maskim that the iser of Rebbe Kiva is to keep an Eved unless he has milah, tevilah, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. This would be a possible yishuv in Tosfos that there's actually no nafkamina in din between the Rivan and the Ri. However, we could still point out that there is a nafkamina as far as the shivcha. According to the Rivan, that the issue is yain nesach, that chash would be equal both by an eved and by a shivcha. As opposed to according to the Ri, we're explaining now that the iser is rooted in the din of bris milah, even if we say like Reb Chaim, that requires also a tefillah and kabbalah's mitzvahs, but still that would only be by an eved, by a shivcha there would be no such a din. Now the Gemara quoted the Braisa on the pasuk V'inafesh ben amasecha v'ager. At first the Braisa explains what was ben amasecha, be'eved oral, and then the Braisa explains what's v'hager. V'hager is a ger toishav. The Braisa brings that there's a different pasuk for a ger tzedek. Obviously this pasuk ger means a ger toishav. Now there's a machoikis rishonim, what is this din that we're learning about a ger toishav? Rashi explains that a ger toishav is one who is mekabel not to be oved avodah zarah. He's still oichon neveilos, but Avodah Zarah he does not do. And since Shabbos is Bechlal Avodah Zarah, as it says, Kol HaMechalas HaShabbos Ka'ivet Avodas Kechavim, therefore this Ger Toshav is required also to keep Shabbos. Now Tosfos and other Rishonim as well, the Ramban, the Rashba, they ask a few kashas on Rashi. First Tosfos asks, if this is true, then why do we always say that there are Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that a Ger Toshav has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs? There's an eighth Mitzvah. He also has to keep Shabbos. Tosfos quotes also the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches that says Oved Kechavim Sheshavas Chayiv Miso. How could we say here that the Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos? And Tosfos asks a third kasha from the Gemara in Krisus Daf Tes. And because of these kashas, Tosfos and the other Rishonim as well, they learn a different pshat that the Torah is not saying that a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. What the Torah is saying is that a Ger Toshav is not allowed to do a malocha for a yid on Shabbos. But Oisa malocha l'tzorich Yisrael. Just like the Pasuk says that an Eved cannot do a malacha for his Odin, so too a Ger Toshav cannot do a malacha for Yisrael on Shabbos. And the Ramban and the Rashba, they add that this means to say, even though we know B'derech Klal, that Amir La'akum is a Shvus, for a Yid to ask a Goy to do a malacha for him on Shabbos, that's also Midrabanon, that's only a standard Goy. But a Goy who's a Ger Toshav, on that there's an Isser Dereisa for him to do a malacha for a Yid. And based on this, the Rashba says, a Chiddush, that even though we know that there are certain cases where we're matter amir la'akum, for example, l'tayrich achayla she'im b'yisakono, the Rabbanon were matter to ask a goy to do a malacha for a chayla, even if the chayla is not in the matzav of sakono, the Rashba says that's only by a regular amir la'akum, which is only the Rabbanon. But to ask a ger toshav to do a malacha, that's teraisa, that's not mutter, that would only be mutter by a chayla she'yesh b'yisakono, otherwise there would be no heter. The Rashba over here also has an additional shayla, which is brought la'alocha, the Rashba wants to know, this Isser Dereisa to ask a Ger Toshav to do a malocha, is that only if the Yisrael asks the Goy specifically to do the malocha for him, or is it even if the Goy on his own decides he wants to do a malocha for the Yisrael? And the Rashba says that here there'll be a difference between an Eved Kenani and a Ger Toshav. An Eved Kenani also has an Isser Dereisa to do a malocha for his Odin, however the Rashba says that an Eved, if he does it for the Odin, even if the Odin did not ask, that is Asr Midereisa. Like he explains, that when an Eved does a malacha for his Odin, it's considered done al-das rabbi, with the willingness of his master. Masha'inkin a ger toishov, who's not under the jurisdiction of the Yisrael, he has free will, he could do what he wants. If on his own he decides to do a malacha for a yid, we say adas atzmei hu oiseh, he's doing it with his own intentions, therefore that would not be included in this iser, and the Yisrael would not have to stop the guy from doing this malacha. That's how the Rashba comes out, and this is Paskin Halacha L'Maisa, in Hilcha Shabbos, Simen Shin Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Beis, Paskins this din. One could take a look at the Shaar Tzion over there, Sifkaton Yud Aleph. He discusses more at length, a machlekes about this shayla, whether the Isser Dereisa for Ger Toshuv to do a malacha is that only if the Yisrael asked him, or even if he did it on his own. Now, we just mentioned the Toshuv Sishanim over here, and Dibur Maskal Zeh Ger Toshuv on the side of the Gemara. His words are a bit difficult to understand. Perhaps he had a different girsa in the Gemara, but he does ask this kasha that Tosis asked on Rashi, how could the Gemara say that a Ger Toshuv has an Isser Dereisa to do malacha? We know the din is that Goisha Shavas Chayiv Misa, and in his second teretz he says, like Tosis and Rishonim, that it doesn't mean that there's an Isser on him, rather there's an Isser on Yisrael to ask him to do malacha. However, in the first teretz he says over there something interesting. He says, Zeh Kivan Shedaiter Lizgayer Motzi Lishbais. Apparently he understood the Gemara, we're talking about a Ger Toshuv who's planning on being Mizgayer. Like we said, perhaps he had a different girsa, but the point that he makes is that a guy who is planning on being Megayer is mutter to be Shemer Shabbos. This is a big chiddush that we don't find in other Rishonim or Paiskim. We mentioned earlier on Daf Mem Vav a discussion about a ger who is Mol V'loy Toval. There's a great discussion in the Achronim based on a Rashba on Daf Ayin Aleph, if he's supposed to be keeping Shabbos or not. Many Paiskim say that once he already had Mila, even if he did not have Tefillah yet, he could keep Shabbos. But here, this Tosis Hashanim is talking about where neither Mila nor Tefillah was done, and still he says that he's allowed to keep Shabbos because he's planning on being Megayer. This is a greater Chiddush, and this Lamaisa the Paiskim do not pass in this way. Even a Ger who's about to go through the process of Geiros does not keep Shabbos. Now at the bottom of the Omid, we have a discussion. A number of Tanoim offer reasons why is it that Bizman Hazeh, Geirim have so many Yisurim, why is life so difficult for them? Reb Chanina offers a reason, since they did not keep the Sheva Mitzvahs that they were mechuyiv to keep before they went through their Geirus process. Reb Yossi argues on that and he says, it's not possible that they could get punished for the Averis that they did before their Geirus, because once they went through the process of Geirus, they're like a Katan Shenoylid and they cannot get punished on the previous Averis. Now the Tosfos HaRosh over here explains, and the Aruch HaNer is Meirich a bit more, that even the Tanakhama is maskim to the klal of Gershon Eskayer Kekotan Shenoyle Domi. Legabi the dinim of Kurva, the Gemara later on in Daf Tzadik Ches discusses that Midereisa, a Ger is allowed to marry his sister. Since when him and his sister go through the process of Gerus, they're Kekotan Shenoyle, they're no longer considered relatives. Perhaps there's a din Drabanan the Gemara discusses, but Midereisa it's definitely Mutter. So this everyone is maskim to, the Legabi Dine Kurva of Gershon Eskayer Kekotan Shenoyle Domi. Reb Yossi in Ersug is Mechadish that this din of Kekotan Shenela Domi helps even that he should not get punished for the Averis that he did before his Geirus. On that, the Tanakhama is not Maskim, and the Aruch HaNer explains that the Tanakhama holds, even though he's Kekotan Shenela Domi, we look at it as if he had Misa and then was reborn, but nevertheless, it's still the same person. It's a person who went through a death and then a rebirth. And therefore, Legabi Dinei Kurva, since he had a new birth, that's enough to be matter him in his previous relatives. But Lagabi that Veris that he did beforehand, for that he'll still get punished, according to the Tanakhama. Now Reb Kveger over here in the Gilyan Hashah sends us to a Tosis in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and the truth is the Tosis Hashanim over here, in Dibur Maschol Gerush and Eskayer, he says the same thing that Tosis says in Sanhedrin. Tosis is bothered that the Sugi over there in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph discusses what happens if a guy was over one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach and he was Mechuyev Misa, then afterwards he had Gerus. What is it then? Can we still give him the Misa after his Geirus? The Gemara talks about Ishtani Dino, that certain Averis, since the din of a Yisrael who's over the Avera is different than the din of a Goy who's over that Avera, that would be a reason that we cannot punish him after he becomes a Ger for the Avera that he did before he became a Ger. And Tosis is bothered that the Gemara over there does not make any mention of that which the Gemara says over here, Ger Shneskayar Kekotan Shneile Domi. According to Reb Yossi in Ersugya, you cannot punish a Ger for the Averis that he did before his Gerus, because now that he was Misgayer, he's like a new person. Tosis bothered by that the Sugya in Sanhedrin does not fit with the Shita of Reb Yossi. And Tosis answers that the Sugya over there is different than Ersugya. Over there we're talking about giving a punishment bidei Adam. A punishment in Bezdin, there we do not use this klal of Gershon Eskayer Kekotan Shenei L'Dami. Only in Eretz Yisrael, where we're talking about punishments that are bidei shamayim, whether min hashamayim he'll get yisurim for a verse that he did before his geirus, that's where the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi, that he's kekatan shenoled, and he won't get punished for the verse that he did before his geirus. Rabbi Yossi is maskim that Bezdin does not use this klal. When Bezdin has to decide whether they should punish this geir, for that we don't say that he's katan shenoled, rather he should be able to get punished for the verse that he did beforehand, unless, like the Gemara says, if it's nishtani dino, if there are a different set of dinim for a Yisrael and for a Goy, then it's different. Now, one final point, the Me'iri in Eretz Yisrael makes an interesting point. He says, the klal is gerush nisgayar kekotan shenayla dami, and therefore gerim cannot get punished for the various that they did before their gerus. And he goes on further and he says, for this same reason, that gerush nisgayar kekotan shenayla dami, they also will not get punished for that they will show atzmam lihikones tachas kanfei hashchina. The Me'iri seems to understand that that which the Acherim say over here, the reason that they get punished is because they delayed from coming and being misgayer, that also will not fit with the shita that holds Gershon Nisgayer Kekotan Shenoyel Dami. In other words, the Me'iri is saying that this we look at as a chet that was done before the Geirus. That which they will show Atzmam, they did not come, that's an aver that was done before the Geirus. Therefore, if you hold that he's Kekotan Shenoyelid, that would be a reason also why he should not get punished for being Sha'alavai for delaying from coming.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.